Good morning. 10:40 a.m. It's late in the morning, but I am out. I am walking. I had to wait for the temperature to get up there. When I got up, it was 9 degrees. I wasn't. And I thought, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to go. I'm not going to go. And then I thought, well, maybe. Temperature came up to the middle teens. By the time the sun actually got up and moving. And by the time I got my act together to get out, it was a low 20, so here I am. I'm out. I'm walking. I hope everybody had a Merry Christmas. Was it the first night of Hanukkah last night? Something like that. Anyway, a few more days, it'll be the new year. I'm trying to get things situated, so I hit the new year running, so I don't have a lot of New Year's resolutions that I have to try to incorporate into the structure. Yesterday I couldn't get away to walk. The cooking started very early, and then Christmas tree and kids and more cooking, and after lunch we played, after our turkey dinner, we played, or tried to play a game, one of these very complicated tabletop card games. We spent 2 hours just trying to make any kind of sense of the rules and do the setup, and we're very close. After 2 hours, we're all going, okay, we've been here 2 hours and we haven't even started yet. I'm done. And so we put the game away, and then we've been sort of watching YouTube tutorial videos on how to play the game. And I have to say that while we were struggling with the instructions and fumbling through unfamiliar terms like discard and bury and what was the other one? Recharge. I now know what those terms mean. I know what discard means. I know the goal of the game, how to win. I have some idea of the mechanics of the game. So perhaps we'll try again today. Perhaps we'll go to the movies today. I don't know what they're going to do today. I need to make time to write today. I did some work yesterday, a little bit in the afternoon when I was just totally fried from trying to play the game. And got a small writing project taken care of. I spent this morning working on some leftover stuff that I wanted to get done this month. Month's almost over. And it's a small task. It was like an hour and a half. And it was just a matter of sitting down and grinding through it. And I wiped that one off. So that was good. So yeah, a little bit at a time, a little bit here, a little bit there. I got my new bullet journal for Christmas. I got a new empty Leuchtturm, 1917, dotted black cover. I also got the a collection of pens. They weren't exactly the ones I was looking for, but they're quite good. I got a couple soft brush pens for calligraphy. I need to do writing practice. I'm going to do handwriting, hand lettering. I really need to have some better writing skill. Big fun. Good morning. Good morning. A couple people with dogs are paying very close attention to the dogs behind the fence. Very exciting. So I got some pens, I got some color, I got some really fine points, I've got some broad points. And it looks like the Leuchtturm paper, which is just slightly heavier than the moleskin, is going to be wonderful. So I'm quite excited about that. Got a new hoodie, a zip-up hoodie, which I am wearing, giving it a try. It's really nice. It's got a very dense outer shell, and the inside has some sort of faux fur. Which really makes it stand up a lot in terms of creating a dead space for warmth to be trapped. So this crunching you may have been able to hear, it snowed yesterday. It was not a lot of snow, but it was cold. It rained a bit, so there's a little bit of ice underneath. And then it snowed on top of it. And in some places the snow, like right here, has built up a bit. And because it's in the shade, except for late in the day, it didn't go away yesterday. I'm not too surprised. It was a cold day. It was kind of cloudy. The snow will melt on a cloudy day because of the infrared. Or the UV, I guess it is. It comes through. Dog. Now you're supposed to go over there. They owner's standing right there, the dooryard. So yeah, the walking this morning is a little bit on the treacherous side. Stuck together. I slept in this morning. I wasn't up terribly late last night, but I found myself slowly blinking awake at like 7:30 this morning, which, considering that I'm usually up at 5, that was quite an oversleep. It was lovely. I stayed up a little bit later last night to finish. Finally got to bed, read a little bit. Heading east now. The sun is, it feels quite warm on my face. It's quite lovely. Right along here, it's going to be quite pleasantly warm, I think. Heading east, I've got protection on the north side. Monk post. So I need to get Ishmael going again. It's been quite a few days. I go back and I look at it and it's like, this is lame. The thing is, I think one of the things that I have observed happening when I write is that if I go down a rabbit hole, if I go down someplace where the question is, really? Did he do that? Then, no matter how, well, of course he did that, I might think. The problem is that I violate my first rule, which is write what happens next. And I get to a point where I can't see what happens next. It's like, we're here now, what? And I can't find it, I can't see it. Now, it might be that it's really there, and what I need to do is shut up, head down, fingers on the keys, and let Ishmael tell me what happens next. But there, it's been something unusual has happened, something that is not normal in one of my books. And it makes me stop and go, really? Is this where I want to go with this story? Part of the problem has to do with the nature of toehold space. And while, from Ishmael's point of view, toehold space is wild and lawless, from the perspective of toeholders, it is neither wild nor lawless. It is dangerous, but it's... the dangers are not... the dangers are, well, I'm not going to say not, totally not, because law enforcement tends to be bound by certain jurisdictions. So it's sort of like international waters. The only law enforcement happens in systems around stations where the station owners are solid enough, powerful enough, strong enough to uphold their laws. We have one feudal warlord. But for the most part, people just want to be left alone. Well, there is a certain characteristic of people who just really only want to cause trouble. The sociopaths, the psychopaths. To the degree to which sociopaths can collect a following, when the goal is beating people up, stealing their goods, killing them, I mean, there are a certain number of people that we know that follow those rules, that follow that path, that see that as perfectly logical and rational. But the vast majority of people have enough empathy to say, you know, that could be me next time. And they don't necessarily support it. So, to hold space has the advantage over CPJCT space, the Highline, in that it's older. It has been around. It is established. It's been established a lot longer than the Highline. It's the foundation on which the Highline was built. And so the mechanisms for dealing with dangerous sociopaths have become pretty well established. The stations that exist now are the stations that have existed for a while, the stations that have recognition amongst toll holders. Alliances have been drawn up, agreements have been made, training contracts, which help keep everybody alive by providing the goods and services that some stations can't provide for themselves, even though in toll hold space, I don't know if it was clear, but in toll hold space, the stations are much more self-reliant. They are much more self-sufficient. They have food. They have power. They have a certain level of manufacturing capability, in large part because of 3D printing. So they don't need to have, you know, tons and tons and tons of stuff. They just need to be able to get the stock that they need to print with and have the designs that they need. And the printer's able to execute the designs. You know, the desktop 12 by 12 by 12 isn't going to cut it when what you're trying to make is a mining barge. But one of the things that I let myself get talked into was having toehold space be much more dangerous. Having toehold space be something other than my original vision of it, which is the place where people go who have no other place to go. Toehold space is the safety net for CPJCT, which is why CPJCT encourages, even in a certain sense, supports the efforts of the toll holders. And in return, the toll hold space is the safety net, but it also provides something for CPJCT space, not the least of which is its banking system. Yes, this shirt does get warm. Oh my God. I have to unzip my coat. I'm walking with the sun straight on my back. The wind is at my face. The sun is shining flat on my back. It's heating up the jacket. The jacket is heating up the shirt. The shirt is heating up my back. And it is quite warm, which is good. I like warm a lot better than I like cold. Slip off some. Slip off some gloves. Maybe push a hood back. Get it back. Whew. Ah. I'm almost home. I'm just like crossing the last street now. Here I am. So I think one of the problems is that I've had this toehold space, wild, wild west, get a little too wild, wild. I've got it, I sort of let it go places where I don't think one of my stories would go. I mean, there are other people who would go here. There are perfectly valid storylines. I don't think this one is mine. And I think that's been the problem all along. So anyway, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.